The Utah Jazz fall in Miami when Dwayne Wade gets a foul call late that Donovan Mitchell doesn't get. A brilliant start turns into a sour shooting experience and then a possession-by-possession great one. That's all coming up on Postcast. Today's Postcast is brought to you in part by The Store, 62nd South and 20th East. Get all your holiday shopping that you need there. The great meats are lined up in the back, the daily sandwiches and wraps are there. I'll get one on my way down from the mountains tomorrow. All right, let's go backwards and then forwards. Late game, Dwayne Wade drives, Rudy Gobert contests. They call a late whistle on Gobert. Good call, bad call?
Well, there was contact. Whether or not they could have let something like that go, because many of the players thought that Donovan was fouled going to the basket. But you know, a foul's a foul. If there was contact, then you know Dwayne Wade deserves to go to the free throw line.
I could not see on the play prior whether Donovan got fouled or not. So I don't think that's one we can comment. From our location, there's no way we could tell that of whether Donovan got fouled.
Exactly. But, you know, a couple of players complaining about it. Jay Crowder and Ricky Rubio was definitely complaining about that no call on Donovan going to the basket.
It'll be interesting to go back and watch that and see the answer to that. This was a possession-by-possession game down the stretch. The Jazz, Ricky Rubio hits a mammoth three. A bunch of really great plays. Wade conducted for Miami, kind of going back into his time machine there late. But the story of the night is as much the center matchup. Hassan Whiteside, who has been inconsistent at best, or consistently inconsistent for Miami, was brilliant for them tonight.
Yeah, he had one heck of a basketball game. Now, whether or not he tries to step up his game because he's playing with someone as dominant as Rudy, and tries to play a little bit harder, I don't know. But, you know, he had a very good night tonight, protected the rim, got some rebounds, had a very good night rebounding the basketball game. He had 13 offensive rebounds, ended up with 20 for the night. And, you know, Rudy matched that. He had 18, so Rudy did his job there as well. But, you know, they got something out of Hassan Whiteside that they don't get from game to game.
The Jazz were brilliant to start the night. They jumped out by 19. Howell Neto hit a layup to go up by 19. Let's isolate that stretch. What did they do so well?
Well, they came out on fire. They came out moving the basketball and getting good looks. And when that happens and you're getting those uncontested shots, that's what their offense is all about. Now, making those shots is what they have to do at that time. But they had sort of ended up losing that. They, after being up 19, only ended up, 35-27 at the end of the first quarter. They just seemed to lose it. And anytime go through a stretch where you, like, 15 in a row, was that right?
Yeah, they lost. 15? They missed 15
consecutive
straight shots. And I was going to try to look right now. I have to move the camera for a second to be able to check this. But for the quality of the program, it's worth checking. The Jazz offensive rating tonight turns out to be a 102, so it's not as bad as some of the nights where they slid under 100. But again, the offense for the Jazz, a little bit of an issue. They just didn't get to the line until late in the game. They're 11 of 15, but they shoot 33% from three, which is their season average. And they went cold. They missed six straight in the fourth. This has been a really long stretch. I thought Donovan looked tired. I said on the broadcast, I think it was midway through the third or midway through the fourth, that Donovan looked tired.
Well, if you want to look at it that way, he probably was, because they've been working him, because they've been trying to make sure that he's healthy enough, you know, to the point he can spend 33 minutes out there on the floor. And you know, they're working him out probably a little bit harder than some of the other guys, and because they'll need him, and they need him in good shape. They need him healthy going for as long as they can, for the rest of the year. And so he may have been a little bit tired.
Final play of the game, Quinn Snyder draws up a masterpiece, used Kyle Korver as a decoy, and who was running around and then stopped and set a pick for Donovan. Donovan came around the pick, got a wide open look that would have won the ball game, and just missed it.
I tell you, and that was a great look, a great play. And boy, if he could get that shot all over again, I get the feeling he would knock it down. But it was an excellent play, ran out of it. You know, to close the ball game out. And it was a Donovan Mitchell shot. I mean, it was wide open, free throw line extended on the left side of the floor, just didn't go in.
The use of Kyle Korver as a decoy there was pretty interesting. Korver, if you hear my radio call, was running toward the ball. He then just stopped and set a pick for Donovan, who was trailing him.
Yeah, that was an excellent play. Korver on the right side of the floor. And you can see that he was kind of inching toward the baseline. Gave the impression, okay, this is going to be for me. So the defense was gearing up for that. So he runs and then stops and sets the pick, and as Donovan was running right behind him and comes up with that great play out of a timeout.
Ricky Rubio's really fabulous tonight.
Ricky, when he's I love Ricky when he keeps his dribble alive and he gets his spots out there on the floor on the offensive end. His energy level and his ability to pass the basketball, I think, especially when he gets off to a good start in that first quarter, it really helps the Jazz get going.
Jeremy Haas says Mitchell needs to learn how to draw fouls. His inability to get to the foul line will keep us from being a great team. I think that is a fair comment. Donovan will have a very hard time being an efficient player in this league. He is an inefficient player right now. As great as he is still an inefficient player until he does figure out how to get the line. 24 shot attempts tonight, one free throw attempt. All that talk about the 35 shots and no assists. I'm far more bothered by 24 shot attempts and one free throw than I am 35 shots and no turn and no assists. That is the number he is going to have to figure out. And I think in some ways, you go to the veteran Dwayne Wade, who knows how to go into a shot blocker, draw the foul, or at least make it seem like it could have been a foul. And I think it probably was. He had this hand on his hip and he made some contact up top compared to Donovan, who's trying to drive and scoop around the shooter late. Britton made a good point about that in the postgame show. That's the difference right now, and Donovan's going to have to learn. And really what he has to learn is how to elevate in short strides. Donovan uses those long strides to get into the lane, but when you are that spread out, you can't get up.
And he has such great jumping ability that he should be able to elevate and draw the contact. And what players like that have to learn is that when you want to be one of those guys that can drive and get to the free throw line, you have to be in control of the hit, the bump, or the contact. And when you're in control of that bump, that contact, then you're in control of what kind of shot you can shoot after the contact. But when someone knocks you offline, then that makes you shoot a shot that you're not geared to make.
That wraps us up on Postcast. Jazz finished this trip and now hopefully get the winning ways back at home. Houston and San Antonio coming up this week. Have a great night and a good rest of your weekend.